Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Wednesday, November the 3rd, 2021. The days are moving along. I hope you went out there and voted. God bless you. I pray for those that are sick and shut in. I pray for Denise Gist as she embarks on taking care of her daughter and her granddaughter. May God be with her and may God keep her strength in the endeavors that she's going to encounter. Heavenly Father, I pray that for those that are still haven't gotten the vaccine or the COVID shot, however, I pray for those as well. I had my third booster. Amen. Amen. May have had a virus, a stomach virus, right after I've gotten the shot. But I'm fine. I'm doing well. And I thank God I got my third booster. Yay! And God has his hands all over me. Amen. Amen. Today's topic is, my word of encouragement, not topic. In God's time. Coming from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 3. And it says, the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. Amen. Mercy may seem slow, but it is sure. The Lord, in unfailing wisdom, had appointed a time for outgoings of his gracious power. And God's time is the best time. We are in a hurry. The vision of blessing excites our desire and hastens longings. But the Lord will keep his appointment. He never is before or behind his time. Let me say this again. The Lord will keep his appointment. He never is before or behind his time. God's word is a living word from the living God, and though it may seem to linger, God's train is never behind time. It is only a matter of patience, and shall soon see for ourselves the faithfulness of the Lord. No promise of his shall fail. It will not lie. No promise of his will be lost in silence. It will speak. No promise of his shall need to be renewed. It will not tarry. My soul, can you not wait for your God? Rest in him and be still in unutterable peacefulness. That is my word of encouragement today. God bless you. It's Wednesday, new month, third day. Hallelujah. Praise God. continue to stand fast in his word. Stand your ground in God. Yes, because the world as it is going through many changes. And, you know, it's not for God's people to be politicizing everything. And I'm just saying that how the world is today, I trust God. I still trust God. I'm going to continue to trust him through thick and thin, through the bad, through whoever is sitting in the White House. God is God. And I'm just saying this, hey, God has me, and I trust God. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed Wednesday and a good evening as well. God bless you. God loves you. And hey, I love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Hey, but I love you. Amen. See you Friday with another word of encouragement. God bless you.